Welcome to our worship of God on this first Sunday of the Advent season, which marks the first day of the new Christian church year. So, Happy New Year to you all. I hope your celebrations of Thanksgiving were blessed with thankfulness and gratitude and glorious praise of God, our provider and our sustainer. And during this Advent season, as we anticipate the celebration of Christmas, praising God for the birth of His Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, as we anticipate Christmas, may we each prepare our hearts and our minds during this Advent season as we remember that Jesus brings hope and peace and joy and love for all. Please look over page 6 in the bulletin, checking what's going on there in the list of activities. And remember that there are several sign-ups on the bulletin board in the hallway. Please know that there will be a special congregational meeting held after both services next Sunday. Because of warm-up preparation for sermon and music for the 10:30, the 8 o'clock service is going to be held in the chapel, and the congregational meeting after the 8 will be held in the chapel as well. And then sermon and music happens at the 10:30 service here in the sanctuary with the meeting to follow. So please be aware of that. Also note that there is a 7 o'clock p.m. Advent service here in the sanctuary this evening and most of the Sundays of Advent. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we listen to our call to worship.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. We ask if you are led to, you may join in our call to worship. O come, Emmanuel.
Captive in Good morning. Our opening scripture readings this morning come from Genesis chapter 12 and Acts chapter 3, both of which can be found on page 4 of your bulletin or on the screen above. Hear now from Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And now from Acts chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel on, as many have spoken, have foretold these days. And you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, through your offspring, all peoples on earth will be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent them first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. Please bow your heads in prayer. Gracious Lord God, as we enter into this season of Advent, we turn our hearts to the baby boy that was prophesied to come to earth to save us from our sins. This promised child provides us the greatest source of hope, hope of the everlasting life that you have prepared for us. As we now enter our time of worship, help us to see the genuine blessing of that hope. In your loving name we pray. Amen. While the city of Bethlehem may have resounded with noise and clamor, in a back alleyway, there was a simple and quiet stable nestled amongst the inns and homes. Simple in that there was space for new animals and a manger for some feed. And quiet except for the soft baaing of sheep or a low mooing of a cow. It was a stable just like any other stable in Bethlehem, simply constructed and intended for a simple purpose. But not this night, not this particular holy night. On this night, it was anything but simple purpose, for it was here in this very stable that God's love would glow brightly with the birth of a special child. The birth of a promised child, but not yet, for now, it's just the stable. Some posts and rails sunk in the ground and tied together, some thatching to make a roof, sheltering a simple manger, a feed box for the animals, set on a rough dirt floor. But the roof and walls blocked the wind and the cold. A simple stable, a simple manger, which God blessed with holy light.
Please join singing with me in your insert, The Friendly Beast.
Jesus, our
this morning are Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus. The words will be on the screen, but it can also be found on hymn number 124. And then there is an insert also in your bulletin for a song that might not be quite as familiar called There's a Song in the Air. Please rise as you're able and join us.
Thank you.
Prophets such as Isaiah and Micah, God promised the coming of Messiah, and in Jesus, God's promise was fulfilled. God's promise is kept each Sunday when we worship because Christ is our midset. Emmanuel, God is with us, and one name that is Jesus proclaims his presence with us.
Hear the words of prophecy from Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you.
We light this candle to testify the coming of the light of God into the world. With the coming of the light, there is hope. Because of Christ, we are not only to have hope, but we believe that God, good is stronger than evil. God wants us to work for good in this world.
Let us pray. God, we thank you that Jesus brought hope into our world by the good news of the Bible, that you are still bringing hope to the people. Help us to be ready to welcome Jesus Christ, so that we may think good thoughts and share your love with people, and so that we may be a people of hope in our world. Amen.
On that same insert, let's join in the Advent candle song. It's to the tune of Away in a Manger.
You guys can come up if you want. Good morning, everybody. Okay, so by a show of hands, who all is excited for Christmas? Pretty much all of you. Yes, me too. Okay, so when we think of Christmas, what are some things you guys think of? Like what? Presents? Yes? Being happy. Yeah? Happiness, giving thanks. One more. Go ahead. Jesus. Good. So, yes, love. Very good. Okay. So happiness, another word for happiness is joy. Hi. Is joy. So although joy means a feeling of great pleasure and happiness, I think of the acronym joy. So the acronym joy stands for Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. So going with that, I'm going to go into scripture, Malachi 3, 1 through 2. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? We can stand when he appears, for he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. So, this scripture shows that we need to prepare for the Lord. This is very important when we're leading up to Christmas for our days of Advent. So we can do this by using the acronym JOY. So by putting Jesus first, we can strengthen our relationship with God, which is very important because that's basically what Christmas is all about, celebrating Jesus. Putting others second shows our love and care for all of God's creation. Although it may be hard sometimes to show care and love towards them, we all need to remember that they are beautifully and wonderfully made in God's creation, just like you guys. And by putting ourselves last shows our growth of being a Christian. After putting Jesus and others first, putting yourself last shows how much you grow in learning to have a good relationship with God. So in this bag, before you guys leave after I pray, are these little ornaments that you guys can put on your trees to always remember, leading up to Christmas, that joy. Jesus first, others second, yourselves last. So don't forget to grab one if you want one. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help to guide these children throughout Advent and that you continue to bless them with such caring hearts. Help them to remember the acronym JOY to grow in their faith with you. Amen.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. We come before you this morning, O God, with a hopeful longing of a more peaceful world. A world of peace in which all people are set free from all fear and hatred. A world in which you are worshiped and praised with expectant hope of our Lord's second coming. A world where there is great joy through a common spirit of unity and fellowship. A world where your love brings healing. Healing damaged hearts and broken relationships. We pray that your immense power to heal will bring peace where there is strife, unrest, and suffering. And Lord, we ask that you use us as instruments of your hope and your peace. Lord, we pray that you would bless each person on a list of prayer requests. May they sense your nearness and experience your healing. Lord, remove any anxiousness as we, with thanksgiving, present our request to you, O God. Lord, we thank you for the avenue we have of prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. The song I will be singing is All to Us. It is a prayer. So I ask you, please pray with me as I sing and pray to our Lord Jesus. Waiting
precious cornerstone, sure foundation. You are faithful to the end. We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe you're all to us. Let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our lives. We believe you're all to us. Only Son of God, sent from heaven, open mercy at the cross. You are everything, you're the promise, Jesus, you are all to us. The glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our lives. We believe you're all to us. The glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our lives. We believe you're all to us.
To us.
everything to us. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Jesus, you are indeed all to us. As we just heard, let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. In all that we give, let it glorify your name. Let it be our passion to give and to serve for you. Amen. I now invite our ushers forward to collect this morning's offerings.